Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome, everyone. This is your host, Karen Marie Campbell, owner of The Spirit Within You, your online metaphysical boutique, supplying you with your spiritual and metaphysical supplies. Today's show is in honor of back to school. I know some parents are going, woohoo, back to school, right? And my host, the co-host today, is Monique McCoy, who is a certified herbalist, as well as an herbalist that I refer myself to when I'm having a little disconnect in my body tempo, as I like to call it. Because you might be saying, well, if this, the spirit within you is a metaphysical online boutique, why would we have a show back to school regarding children? Well, the philosophy of the spirit within you that started in 2000 has always been on the mind, body, and spirit. And so, thank you. And so we want to always bring information to you that can support you on a third dimensional level, because no matter how much you meditate and pray and practice your daily devotion, if the mind, body, and spirit are not in perfect alignment as one, then you're going to have some challenges, and those challenges will appear until a new awareness comes into your as to what to do and how to solve it. And so this is why we have relationships like we do, meaning the spirit within you, with individuals such as Monique, bringing information to you because she is qualified to speak into it. So with no further ado, Monique.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you. It's so good to be here this morning. Want to say good morning to you and all my listeners. I've received so many calls from parents. Their kids are going back to school. They want to know what they need to do. And, you know, it's no way to make our children where they don't have any kind of colds or, you know, being that they're in school and preschool and daycare, they're going to be around a lot of little kids that are sneezing and coughing. So you can't say and they're around germs all day. So there's no way to completely say they'll never get sick. But a strong immune system means that they're able to fight off the germs and the infections. And if they do get sick, they're able to weather the storm. In no time, they're back to themselves again. It's not going to be weeks and weeks, so it's not going to really knock them down because their immune system is strong and it's going to help them fight those germs and the colds and things like that. And that's what we're here today to talk about. What can we do as parents or just as kids that we love, what can we do to take care of them to make their immune system so that they're able to fight off these colds and the flu and infections and keep it strong to help them during the school year. So that's kind of what we're discussing today. And, you know, your immune system is like your natural defense. That's something that's in you already. That's something that you're born with. So we want to strengthen that so we don't have to have outside elements in our bodies to help us to be strong and to fight colds and things like that. And by doing that, there's some things that we can do in our home to keep our children with strong immune systems. And I touched on some of them briefly on my Facebook page, but I did want to discuss some of them today. Like I said, so many parents approach me with different questions, so I just wanted to go through some of them with you, and I think that will help you to keep your children's immune system strong. I first want to talk about, and this was the first thing that I mentioned, is sleep. Now, I know sometimes it's hard to get the kids to go to bed. I know when I was younger, I'm dating myself, the big thing was to cut off the TV. But now, in our new world of technology, it's the iPad, it's the iPhone, it's the Android. There's so many smart devices now. There's the Xbox and the PlayStation, and kids are playing games. But the sleep is very important. I don't know how strongly I can say that, but sleep is everything, because when your body is sleeping, goes for adults as well, when your body is sleeping, that's when it's regenerating itself. That is when your infection-fighting antibodies and cells are working. So when your body doesn't get enough rest, when your kids are up till late hours and they get up and they go to school, then their bodies haven't been rejuvenated. Those infection-fighting antibodies and cells, they're reduced because they didn't get enough sleep. So it's important that they break away from the smart devices or being on the phone or texting. It's a time and place for that, and by the end of the day, it's time for rest so that they're able to get up. And, you know, research has shown not only for your immune system, but you're able to learn better when you're not so tired and you're not so worn down. Now, as far as the children in the schools, they're around a lot of germs every day. So when the body is tired, all the energy that your body has is sent to fight the fatigue. So instead of fighting off germs, your body's just fighting to stay awake and to not be so tired. So, and then when you do encounter someone that has a cold or they're sneezing or coughing, then you can't fight that because your body's worn down from the fatigue of not having enough rest. So it's very important that you do get enough sleep. Now, I know as adults, we run around and we go to bed late because we're up all night or we're up all day doing things, so we don't get the rest that we needed. But most researchers state that children between the ages of, let's say, maybe starting from 8, they need to have at least 10 to 14 hours of sleep every day. And not just falling out tired from being up all night or from texting, but quality sleep. You know, sleeping at the right hour, getting enough rest in the day, that's what they say. That's what's stated by experts, that they need at least 10 to 14 hours of sleep per day so that when they wake up, their body's refreshed, they're able to learn better. And, you know, I learned an interesting fact myself. Most children that are obese, these are children that haven't had enough sleep. These are kids that don't sleep, that don't get the normal amount of sleep needed. So that's also that you can take that into consideration. And that's been researched. So they say that number of children that aren't getting enough rest, those are the children that normally struggle with obesity. So that's another thing to get in mind. But keep in mind, but you want to have it where your kids can fight off the germs. And if their bodies are tired they're not really going to be able to do that so well. And, you know, a lot of these habits, because a lot of the things I talk about are just about a lifestyle change, like going to bed at a certain hour. Another thing you can teach your children from young is washing their hands. You know, the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, they state that washing your hands helps to keep you well, healthier, not only the children, the students, but also the families, because they come back home. So you should get your children in the habit of washing their hands. I mean, this is not coming just from me. This comes from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. They say that one out of every five children that wash their hands, that helps them stay safe or helps them fight off respiratory infections like the flu and pneumonia. So get your child in the habit of, before they eat, wash their hands. After they go to the bathrooms, wash their hands. If they're touching animals or feeding animals, make sure, or giving them treats like we often see so many of them do, are they washing their hands when they're done? If they're playing outside and they come in, make sure that they're washing their hands with soap and some clean running water. Make sure that they're giving it a good lather up, washing their hands, their wrist, between their fingers. Make sure that they spend about 10 to 15 seconds doing that and then rinsing off with a clean towel. Because it's surprising how much, if you think of your child when they go to school, what they're touching, the ground, the floor, the food, the chairs, the tables, other children, and all of that they're bringing home with them. So it's not just them, but it's what they're bringing home as well. So hand washing is very important. So I wanted to make sure that we talk about that, making sure they wash their hands during those times. Now, another thing I also wanted to talk about is exercise. And if you notice, a lot of the things that I've spoken about on Blog Talk Radio, they all seem to kind of be a lot of the same things. Like I say, it's all about a lifestyle change, like exercise, not only for children, adults as well, but for kids. They need some exercise as well. You know, when I get up in the morning and I take my walk, I see a lot of parents walking with the parent, the child, the dog. The whole family is out walking, which is great exercise. You know, when you walk, and there's a definite link between regular exercise and a strong immune system. And when you walk, the immune cells, they circulate faster. So that exercise is great. When you don't exercise and you have stress, and it also relieves the stress. The exercise is so important. When you don't exercise, and you sit around and you're not moving, that suppresses your immune system. So you want to make sure that you encourage your children to exercise. Take them to the gym with you, or simply walk. Have a family outing where you walk in the morning. I see people doing that all the time. The whole family is out walking. Not only does it promote healthy weight, but like I said, it also helps your immune system, that exercise. So it's important. It's important for us as an adult, and we can pass that on to our children. It's also important for them as well. I want to now switch a little bit into what we're putting inside our bodies, and that's like the foods that we eat. Number one thing is sugar. Now, it always seems that everything goes back to sugar, and it does, because the sugar that you eat, when they consume a lot of sugar, that reduces the white blood cell count. And, you know, your white blood cells, that's what's fighting infection and foreign invaders in the body. So you don't want to reduce that. You want to make sure that that stays high. That's an indicator of your immune strength. So you want to make sure that you keep that up. And when you have a lot of sugar, kids are eating a lot of candies and, you know, cakes. And sometimes I know as a parent, it's hard to, not me myself, but it's parents that I speak to, they always say, well, you know, when my children go out, I can't control them. And you're right, you can't. But when they come home and when they get inside, there's certain things that you can do in your home to kind of offset of some of the things that they do when you can't see them. So that means when you get home or when you're at home with your kids, don't promote a lot of sweets, a lot of sugar. Try giving some red grapes. That when they're nice and sweet, they're delicious. Some figs. If they want a snack, try like some walnuts or pecans. They're also great antioxidants, which also help you fight the diseases. But try using those things as snacks. And that will get them in the habit of doing other things and not reaching for the candy, because that sugar is not helping them in the long run. And if you notice your child, when they have a lot of sweets or if they have an event going on and they're eating a lot of cakes and sugar, in the next couple of days you may notice them getting a cold or they're not feeling so well. That's because they've had a reduction in their white blood cell count, and that's what they need to help fight the germs and the infection. So keep that in mind when you see your child eating a lot of things with sugar or a high sugar content. Try to expose them to some different things so they have some options. That starts when they're young, because that's going to carry them forward as they become young adults and then adults, and they teach their own children. There's a lot of great fruits and veggies that are good for your immune system. I know vitamin C is great, so you want to get a lot of citrus fruits in, like oranges, grapefruit, tangerines, blueberries and strawberries, great antioxidants. So always offer fruit that's in season, but always offer them that alternative for something new, for something instead of the sugar. You'd be surprised. Now, a lot of people say, my kids won't eat that. But if you start them off young, eating fruits and different vegetables, you'll be surprised. They're used to eating it, so they're not going to object to something that tastes so delicious and that they're used to. Vegetables like broccoli. I know tons of kids that love broccoli. There's dark greens like kale and spinach. So I know we know the cartoon where the kids don't like the spinach, but it's all in how you cook it. So I've tasted some really great spinach sautéed with garlic. I mean, you can really make it so that it tastes really good. So try some fruits and vegetables. Like I said, great antioxidants, great in strengthening your child's immune system. I know with the nuts, the walnuts and the pecan, there's a high fat content in that. So you don't want to overdo it. But they can have that. They can have some of that as long as you're not giving it to them in large amounts. That's a good thing to introduce them to. Now, so the diet is very important. See, a lot of the things that I talk about here, they're natural things. They're necessarily things that's in your home already. If you go to your refrigerator, a lot of these things you already have. Cooking with garlic is great. That also helps your immune system. These are things that you have in the house. You don't have to go outside and buy. These are things in the kitchen. Now, one thing I wanted to talk to you parents about, and it has nothing to do with food, but it's the smoking. I mean, that's a choice that we make as an adult. If we want to take the chance, we know all the things that are not good about smoking, and it's your decision. I'm not trying to preach here, but that's a decision that you make. But as a parent, you have to think this is not a decision that they made. So you may want to think about when you smoke, do it outside. Don't bring it into your home, the smoke. That secondhand smoke is very bad for your child. Researchers have found, and people have studied this, that children that are exposed to secondhand smoke, those are the children that have a lot of problems with ear infections. They're prone to ear infections and from coughing and colds and bronchitis, children that are exposed to the secondhand smoke. So don't even do it in your home, because a lot of times the chemicals from the smoking, and there's over 4,000 of them that are harmful, but those chemicals get into the furniture, into the carpet. You know, kids play on the floor and they sit on the carpet. So do them a favor. Do it for yourself. I'm always an advocate of not smoking, but also do it for your children. That's not a decision that they've made. So try to make it like we don't smoke in the house, we don't smoke in the car. You want to do that outside of your home to keep your children safe and keep their immune system save. So that's definitely something that you want to take a look at. So, I mean, it's outside of the fruit and the vegetables, but something that you want to consider, because we know it's not good for you, but that's your decision. That's not their decision. As far as the herbs and the vitamins, and I always believe in using your foods to get the nutrients that you need, not for just your children, but for yourself as well. But I know sometimes it's tough as parents to get everything in that they need or be able to cook the foods that's necessary. And so there's nothing wrong with supplements, but make sure that you're reading the label, because you want to make sure that you're actually getting what you want out of the supplements that you use. As I told you before, vitamin C is very good. It helps protect against immune-related diseases like colds and the flu. So you want to have maybe a multiple vitamin that gives enough vitamin C. Like I said, I always prefer you get it from your fruits and your vegetables. A lot of them, like broccoli, is very high in vitamin C. You get that from your citrus fruits. I know sometimes you want to have a one-a-day supplement for your child. Just make sure that you're reading the labels, making sure that everything's good. Even I like echinacea. That helps to stimulate the immune system function in the body. You can have echinacea tea. I do know they make tablets for children, but like I said before you start with all of that, you can do just by nutrition and eating good foods, fruits, vegetables. You can get those same things. I know, like I said, it's hard sometimes. I know echinacea is great. Vitamin C is great as well. If you want to get something outside of just the food, or maybe you're busy and you don't have the time, and I understand that as well, sometimes you want to go to that supplement. Like I say, I always feel it's great to get it from the food. Vitamin E boosts the immune system, and it protects the cells that produce infection fighters, your white blood cells. So vitamin E is also good. So maybe if you had a multiple vitamin that would include all of that would be great. Also check with your physician. Everything that I speak about to you on Blog Talk Radio is not to replace your physician, whoever handles your children, your pediatric physician. I'm not going to replace that person. These are just things to think about. And also you can talk to him about that before you make that decision and see what they think. I'm not trying to replace that. Just giving you some different things to think about. But those are some of the vitamins I like, vitamin C, vitamin E, things that you can get from the food. But I like those vitamin and supplements because they also help with the immune system. A lot of parents talk to me about vaccinations, and it's a big discussion nowadays. Should I give them the vaccinations or shouldn't I? And that's a choice that should be made by you as a parent. I really don't have anything that I don't want to sway you either way, but there's some really great information out there. There's a great book by Robert Meldenson, who is a renowned pediatric physician, and he has a book out called How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor. I've read it myself. It's a great book. It cites statistics, and it shows the studies that have been done. This way you can make the right decision. The best decisions are made when you have all of the information. So that's something that you can take a look at. It's a great book. Like I said, I've read it myself. It gives you some facts. It shows you the research that's been done and the studies that's been done. And then you can take a look at the book and you can make your own decisions either way. And this way you're comfortable with whatever the outcome is, because it was a decision that you made, not a decision that was made for you. So I think some of
great
these
advice
tips have been
that you're
good
giving
for you. Fresh fruits and vegetables, getting enough sleep, including exercise, regular exercise. Of course, check with your physician if there's any pre-existing health conditions about exercise. You want to check with them. Leave the smoking on the street, on the outside. Don't bring it inside your home. And these are just some of the things I covered. Now, you can go, if you have any questions for me, you can contact me at moniqueshealthylifestyle@gmail.com. And if you have any questions, you can give me a call and we can discuss it. I can give you some more information. Always check on my Facebook page Monique's Healthy Lifestyle, any upcoming events that I have. I always post on there as well. If you have any questions, you can always shoot me an email or inbox me and let me know, and this way I can we can have a discussion about it, and I can get back to you if you have any questions. I think this was a great discussion this morning. I hope I gave everyone some useful information that they can
use.
Yes,
it is. Absolutely. Yes, this was great information. And most importantly, these shows are designed to educate you, not to replace anything that you're currently doing. This is just educational purposes. But we always, Monique and I, speak into when you want to understand your body and want to understand it in relation to the natural herbs that are on the plant, that with the creator, whatever your belief system is, created for us to consume as humans, you're going to need a little support. And that's where someone like Monique comes in. Because if you're busy, like she and I are busy, you don't have time to go back and spend 8 years getting certified to be able to engage the knowledge that you need. It's very complex. There's science involved, there's chemistry, there's biology, amongst the least of things that are involved in becoming an herbalist. And so you want to really partner with someone like Monique, and that's why we give you this show, because, listen, a search engine is the most fabulous thing in the world. I want to know something, I get on there and I search it. But here's the deal. That's typically other people's opinion. A lot of the information out there is not accurate, is not designed for you and your particular situation. And
yeah,
so don't
be
your own doctor.
Yeah, and I think that's smart to stress that, Karen, because, you know, there's a lot of information out there, but you have to know what's best for you and your family. And what fits for one child or for one person may not be a good fit for you and what's going on in your household. So it's always good to get an advice or, instruction for someone that just pertains to your child, your own, what you're going through, your own situation for you and your children. So I'm glad I was able to speak to this today, because at the start of the school year, and there's a lot of stress and anxiety, and kids are meeting new friends and making new friends and meeting old friends, and there's new curriculum. So, you know, they're stressed out. The parents are stressed. The kids are stressed. So I wanted to definitely speak to that, you know.
Beautiful. And if you can give them your information to support the parents throughout the school year, I would love for you to do that. And I would love for you to share, some of the other shows that are coming up. I know one of the shows I would love to do with you is on tummy aches, what causes tummy aches, because a lot of people are having digestive issues.
Oh, that is what that is something that comes to me quite often. A lot of my clients, that's how they start with me. Their digestive system seems to be out of whack. When they eat, they don't feel well before they eat, after they eat. So definitely I was thinking about that as well. And I think that's going to be our upcoming discussion that we have, the whole digestive process and how it affects you and how to be comfortable in what you're eating and after you eat, and so that everything is working well. So we're going to talk about that in September for sure.
Beautiful, because after that the holidays come up, and oftentimes we go to family and friends, and some of us were raised, especially the baby boomers amongst us, that it's not polite to say no. And so you want to be a great guest at someone's house, but a lot of the times the food, and it has nothing to do with the cook, it's just that it's not for your digestive system, and you don't know until you're in pain and discomfort. So we are going to have a great show in September, and
yes,
I believe I would like to spend more time on that particular topic, meaning more airtime, because that is the number one question I also am approached with when it comes to energy work and from a metaphysical point of view. And I always say to everyone, do not self-diagnose yourself. go to a doctor, a good doctor,
yes,
that you trust, that's in alignment with holding you accountable to your health, and then move from there. Then do
yes,
your research. Then get your team together to
yes,
support
100%,
you.
Yes, 100%. I agree with that.
So, Monique, again, can you give them your information?
Sure, sure, sure. You can contact me at moniqueshealthylifestyle@gmail.com. Also, if you go to my my website, www.moniqueshealthylifestyle.com, I have all my products that I sell, and I also have a blog on there. You can get some information off of there as well. Check my Facebook page, which is also Monique's Healthy Lifestyle, for upcoming events. And if you have any comments or any questions, you can always inbox me there so that we can have a dialogue about it, okay? It was great
Namaste.
Speaking with you this morning.
Yes. And take care, everyone.
All right. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks again.